Thank you for tuning into Valley Playwright Mentoring's Holyoke Troupe, a program of PT Theater Company. This piece, called Parents and Tech, offers some reflections from the group about their elders and technologies. Please note, this piece contains some strong statements and is recommended for ages 13 and up.
I don't think my dad likes me.
My dad hates me.
I don't think your dad likes himself, so.
Well, it's because I was the one who called them out.
As you should.
Well, good.
Mm-hmm. I feel like standing up to your father is the most biggest thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's the hardest, but it's the biggest.
Was it hard for you?
No.
Didn't think so.
Well, he's not really a parent. He's more of like a child. Mm-hmm. So it's like me talking to a child.
Mm-hmm. In that context, how do you feel about having all this technology and then not connecting with the people, for example, like your dad, that have every opportunity to send you a text or call you? Like,
I'm a very bad responder, so I can't feel much about it. If he texts me, I might take a week. I might take an hour. When it comes to that, for me, it's more about if you didn't put the effort, not even once. Like, not even, like, a little hey or just any type of call or message. Because, yeah, my dad, I don't talk to him, but he sent me a message once. Well, none of them. I've had the same number since middle school. It was after my dad just reaching out to telling me stuff about what's happening on my dad's side. So the phone definitely works both ways. But also, I don't really care that much. Because obviously they're not reaching out for a reason, so why should I care?
Yeah. I don't know. My mom and dad have way more electronics than I do. They have their iPhone, their iPad, their TV, their watches. My mom gets any chance she gets to text me or call me. And she wouldn't be texting. She uses that little microphone and talks into the phone. She can't type that good.
Well, she'll FaceTime it.
My dad, I haven't talked to him since like a week. I seen him in person and all I said was hi. And was in the same house for like 3 hours. Mm-hmm. Just a hi. Then I left to a different room.
Well, my dad, I haven't spoken to him in like years, ever since he left my house. So he would text me and like reach out because for my mom, he didn't really care about me and my sister. So yeah, that's literally it.
Yeah, same. My dad calls me once every 5 years, I think. And when he does, to tell me about a trip he's going on or something. But I'm like, hey, why don't you like come see your grandkids? Or like, you know, you're like a construction worker that's retired. You have all the skills. I have this house that needs help. Yeah, I'm going to come. When he comes, doesn't call me back. And I'm like, I'm obviously not going to call you because you didn't call me.
Yeah.
So technology is great and it gives you access to people who want to use it.
Yeah. I haven't spoken to my father in God.
Damn, we all have no father. Raise your hand if you have a father.
It's complicated though. We just got back on good terms.
Mm-hmm.
He's my dad.
Whoa, I know what you were gonna say.
Guys, my dad, he acts like a child, like a 10-year-old. He gets very, very mad fast. It's very, very bad. We tried it numerous times to put him in therapy for it.
He refuses. Toxic man.
And it's just complicated. You know, every 6 months, he leaves my life and he's just like, he crashes out. And then he comes back trying to apologize. And I'm just like, recently I kind of matured and I'm like, no, I'm done. Like, you need to stop this or I'm going to cut you out. Because it's like,
because
I didn't really have the chance to really be like, have a say. Because my mom, dad, again, they're old school. And they're just like, this is your father. He has to stay in your life. But again, I'm trying to teach my mother now, deciding that like, it's my life. It's my choice. It's my body. It's my feelings. It's my brain. And if I feel a certain way about my parents, I'm allowed to feel that way. And I feel like it's something that they don't understand. And they really need to understand that. Because, like, coming up now as a teenager and growing into your own mind, it's complicated.
Yeah, I see you guys. You all seem way more emotionally mature than I was at your age. Like, it's kind of incredible. More emotionally mature than I am at my age.
Oh, shit happens.
Not gonna lie, this is like a whole act until I get home.
I'm glad
I asked professional outside.
This recording was produced through the facilities of Holyoke Media.